Welcome to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Berrien Springs and Lakeshore. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the team. First, from Berrien Springs.
Today, I am Lady Thatcher, also known as Callie Staub.
My name is Captain Brady.
I'm Sweet Georgia Brown, also known as Lily.
I'm Dr. John Collins, also known as Joshua Bennett.
And who's the captain today at Berrien Springs?
It'll be Captain Brady tonight.
And Captain Brady, who is your coach today?
Our coach is Mrs. Virginia Schelm.
Oh, I thought it was Belichick. No?
That.
And Lakeshore.
I'm Quinn.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Jake.
Lindsay.
And who's the captain tonight up for Lakeshore? Quinn, and who's your coach?
Mrs. Sloan.
Mrs. Sloan. All right. Here's the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the values of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Mr. Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just wonderful.
That is amazing.
It is.
And is everybody ready?
Yes,
we are.
Academic challenge is between Berrien Springs and Lakeshore. You'll start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
For 5 points, who was the most famous violin maker of all time?
Captain Brady from Berrien Springs.
Steinway.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore?
I have no band members. Stradivarius.
No orchestra.
Steinway was piano.
Yeah, all band members.
For 10 points. At breakfast one morning, a married couple were discussing how to celebrate their paper anniversary that night. How many years were they married?
Lady Thatcher from Berrien Springs.
10 years.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore? Quinn from Lakeshore?
27 years.
Ooh, paper anniversary, 1 year.
Oh.
For 5 points, New York City law requires what in every apartment door?
Sweet Georgia Brown from Berrien Springs.
A window.
Incorrect.
Jake from Lakeshore.
A, like, peep window or like a peep lookout?
That's a correct answer for 5 points.
Oh.
For 10 points. How long does it take for the Earth to complete a 60-degree rotation?
Captain Brady from Berrien Springs.
4 hours.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the Analects contain the thoughts of China's great ethical thinker whose influence is still much alive.
Captain Brady from Berrien Springs.
Confucius.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points. Quickly now, how many eyes are there in invisibility?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
5.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, identify either the novel or the author who opens her book with the following sentence. One summer evening in the year 1848, three cardinals and a missionary bishop from America were dining together in the gardens of a villa on the Sabine Hills overlooking Rome. Want the title or the author?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
Gone with the Wind.
Good guess. Death Comes for the Archbishop by Willa Cather. A math question for 15 points. Find the first derivative of the function f paren x closed paren equals x 8x equals 8x squared plus 2.
I'm happy. Brady from Berrien Springs.
16x.
That's correct. For 15, I'm going to read it again.
Was it for 15 points?
15 points. For 15 points, scientists know that a portion of the Earth's interior must be iron and nickel. Scientists have never been to the Earth's core, so how do they know?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Earth's magnetic field.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, identify the 2 months whose names are also verbs.
Josh from Berrien Springs.
May and
give us an answer.
August.
Incorrect.
Quinn from Lakeshore.
March and May.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what is the term applied to the numerous enlarged areas of the lymphatic system where white blood cells destroy germs?
Lily from Berrien Springs.
Lymph nodes.
That's correct, 15 points. Another math question for 10 points. Factor the expression 2x squared plus 5x minus 12.
Callie from Berrien Springs.
10x cubed minus 24x squared.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore. Time.
It's 2x minus 3x plus 4. For 5 points, what do we call an expert rifle shot?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
A marksman.
It's correct. For Berrien Springs, also friends. For 10 points, bevel, worm, and friction are all names given to different kinds of what mechanical device?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
A drill.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore.
Belt sander.
Incorrect. It's a gear. For 10 points, what country's invasion did Germany schedule for September 27th, 1940?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Russia.
Incorrect.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
United Kingdom.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, a book club favorite during the 1970s was a Frederick Forsyth novel about a secret organization set up by the German SS during World War II. Name that book.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Mein Kampf.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds. Ryan from Lakeshore.
The Man in the High Castle.
Ah, good guess, but the Odessa file. For 10 points, which of these is not one of the 5 kinds of bridges? Girder, truss, cornice, cantilever, or arch?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
The third one.
That's correct. For 10 points, cornice. For 20 points, this 20th century Italian composer was a conservative. He had no use for the modern dissonance of Schoenberg or Bartok. His best known effort is the Pines of Rome. Can you name him?
And we're under a minute. Brady from Berrien Springs.
Say Vivaldi.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds. Time.
I knew somebody got to make me do this. Acciorino Respighi.
I need to brush up on my Italian composers.
For 10 points, Allemand, a term used in dance and cooking, comes from a French word for which nationality?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
German.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points.
This is our last question.
For the city of Independence, Missouri, was important to westward migration. It was the eastern terminus of 2 famous trails. Identify either one.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Oregon.
That is correct. Do you know what the other one was?
Sacramento.
That was for 5 points?
5 points. The other one was Santa Fe.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Berrien Springs, 105 to Lakeshore, 15. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer the questions that the first team could not answer. Lakeshore, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these categories, which are language arts, flags, and literary occupations. What do you choose? Quinn?
Flags.
Flags it is. And is there a setup to flags?
No, there is not.
All right. Lakeshore, your 60 seconds will start once Bill reads the first question.
What is the most common bird on world flags?
Eagle.
Correct. An eagle eating a snake is shown on the flag of what Latin American country?
Mexico.
Correct. The flags of Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark, and Iceland all have what symbol in common?
Nordic cross.
Correct. The flags of Maldives, Malaysia, Pakistan, Turkey, and Tunisia have what symbol in common?
Crescent moon.
Correct. What country's flag has a red circle on a white background?
Japan.
Correct. The flag of Italy consists of three vertical stripes of what colors?
Green, red, and white.
That's correct. What are the colors of the Canadian national flag?
Red and white.
Correct. What color is the hammer and sickle on a Soviet flag?
Yellow and red.
Incorrect. What two colors make up both the flag and the insignia of a nation, Israel?
Jewish star, Star of David.
Incorrect. The flag of what African nation is red, white, and blue with a single star, six red stripes, and five white stripes?
Liberia.
That's correct.
Lakeshore, you got eight questions for 80 points. That leaves two questions for Berrien Springs. Berrien Springs, your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
What color was the hammer and sickle on the Soviet flag?
I thought it was yellow, too.
Yeah,
gold.
I did.
Gold.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, my.
Okay.
What two colors make up both the flag and the insignia of the nation Israel?
Blue and white.
That's Berrien Springs. That was two questions for 20 points. And now, Berrien Springs, it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories, language arts and literary occupations.
Literary occupations.
Literary occupations. They're set up to literary occupations, Mr. Klein.
Guys, mark it down.
All right.
You have to name the occupation of each literary character.
All right, your 60 seconds will start once Bill reads the first question.
The Artful Dodger in Oliver Twist.
Trust Kelly.
Beggar.
Incorrect. Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind.
Ranchman.
Incorrect. Sam Spade, the Maltese Falcon.
It's not Sam Spade. I don't know. Gravedigger.
Gardner.
Incorrect. Henry Higgins, Pygmalion.
A philosopher.
Incorrect. Howard Rourke in The Fountainhead.
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper.
Incorrect. Catherine Barkley in A Farewell to Arms.
Train worker. Army soldier.
Train worker person.
Incorrect. Tom Joad in The Grapes of Wrath.
The farmer.
That's correct.
Hey, got one.
Touchstone, As You Like It.
Granite polisher.
Businessman.
Shakespeare. A cobbler. Cobbler.
Incorrect.
That's time. Berrien Springs, that's one question for 10 points. Lakeshore, that puts nine questions on the board ready for you for a possible extra 90 points. And Bill, set up one more time.
It's the name of the occupation of each literary character.
All right, your 60 seconds will start once he reads the first question.
The Artful Dodger from Oliver Twist.
Convict.
That was a pickpocket. Rhett Butler from Gone with the Wind.
Butler.
Sorry?
Butler.
No, he's a blockade runner. Sam Spade in The Maltese Falcon.
Farmer.
He's a detective.
Okay.
Henry Higgins in Pygmalion.
Farmer.
He's a phonics professor. Howard Rourke in The Fountainhead.
What? Explorer.
He's an architect. Catherine Barkley in Farewell to Arms.
General. No. General.
Nurse. Not Touchstone in As You Like It.
Banker.
He was a jester. Oh. Basil Hallward, The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Artist.
That's correct.
Oh.
Arthur Dimmesdale in The Scarlet Letter.
Go ahead.
No. Prostitute.
No, that was the woman. He was the minister.
Really?
Oh, no. That's one question
for each.
That's an extra 10 points. That ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Berrien Springs 135 to Lakeshore 105. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Berrien Springs, Captain Brady. What's happening at Berrien Springs?
Greetings from Berrien Springs High School. Our semester is coming to an end tomorrow with the last day of midterm exams. On February 15th, our middle and high school choirs will present their pre-festival concert at 7 p.m. Our middle and high school bands will present their pre-festival concert on February 27th at 7 p.m. in the high school gym. The public is invited and encouraged to attend these events. High school band members will participate in solo and ensemble on February 11th and 12th. Good luck to those participating. Congratulations to Brandon Burks on his first place finish at Tuesday night co-op swim meet against Loy Norix. We would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Pro Muffler and Brake, Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, Signature Toyota for housing, and the radio stations of WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring this event.
Well, thank you. And from Lakeshore, Quinn, what's happening over at Lakeshore?
Welcome from Lakeshore. It's finals week, so a new semester starts next Monday. Next weekend is the high school production of The Music Man, with over 60 elementary, middle, and high school students. It will be a great event. Boys and girls basketball is in full swing, as in boys swimming, wrestling, and competitive cheer. Good luck to all of our teams. We are so proud that Roosevelt Elementary was honored by the state of Michigan as a reward school, one of the highest performing schools in Michigan. Thank you to Signature Toyota and all of our sponsors.
Well, thank you. Well, there's no substitutions. So now let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Berrien Springs and Lakeshore. Your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
For 10 points, what is the largest animal in the deer family?
Jake from Lakeshore?
Moose.
That's correct for 10 points. For 20 points, in humans, digestion of carbohydrates begins in which part of the digestion system?
Ryan from Lakeshore?
The mouth.
That's correct for 20 points. For 15 points, Mike Nichols was the first director to earn $1 million for a single film. Which 1967 film was it?
Callie from Berrien Springs.
Gone with the Wind?
Incorrect.
Lakeshore? Quinn from Lakeshore?
Rocky?
I'm sorry?
Rocky?
Incorrect. It was The Graduate. I don't know. For 10 points, CPR is cardiopulmonary resuscitation in medical jargon. What is the meaning of CPU in computer jargon?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Central processing unit.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, a math question. Consider these two equations. X plus Y equals 2. X squared plus Y squared equals 4. How many points of intersection are there when the equations are plotted?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
2.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, there are 3 states and 1 foreign country which borders New Hampshire. Name the country and the states.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
New York, Maine, Massachusetts, and Canada.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds. Lindsay from Lakeshore.
Canada, Vermont, Maine, and New York.
Incorrect. You had all of them except Massachusetts.
Canada, Vermont.
Instead of New York. Canada, Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts. For 10 points, during what decade were all of these books published? The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, The Wind in the Willows, Green Mansions, The Octopus, and The Jungle.
Jake from Lakeshore.
1910.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, if you had an amulet, would you expect to ride it, wear it, eat it?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Wear it.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what variety of clam chowder is made from milk instead of tomatoes?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Gumbo?
Incorrect.
Callie from Berrien Springs.
New England clam chowder.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, the capital of this country was named for a Roman Catholic feast whose name in translation is Holy Savior of the World. The country was named for the capital. Name this country.
Callie from Berrien Springs.
El Salvador.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, which of the following composers did not complete exactly 9 symphonies?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Beethoven.
Incorrect. Finish the question. Choices are Beethoven, Bruckner, Dvorak, or Haydn.
Berrien Springs. Josh from Berrien Springs.
Bruckner.
Incorrect. It was Haydn. For 20 points, what industry employs the most people in the United States?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Auto.
Incorrect.
Jake from Lakeshore.
Meat industry.
Incorrect. It's the restaurant industry. Oh. For 10 points, according to the Bible, who designed Noah's Ark?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
God.
That's correct for 10 points.
That was pretty simple.
Noah built it. For 15 points, what two famous people were referred to in the 1926 headline, Goodbye, Ruby, Hello, Trudy? One was a movie star and the other a famous swimmer.
Time.
Rudolph Valentino, who died on August 23rd, and Gertrude Ederle, who swam the English Channel. For 10 points, the United Nations is composed of two legislative bodies. Name them.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
A Senate and a House of Representatives.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore. Jake from Lakeshore.
Ambassadors and leaders of countries.
Incorrect. It's the General Assembly and the Security Council. For 5 points, what substance is called the universal solvent?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Water.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, if the sun is directly over the Tropic of Capricorn, what is the date?
Lindsay from Lakeshore.
21st of June.
Incorrect.
Josh from Berrien Springs.
January 1st.
Incorrect. It's December 21st. For 10 points, your cheating heart has been called the consummate biography of which singer?
Lily from Berrien Springs.
Taylor Swift.
Incorrect.
Jake from Lakeshore.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, move before your time. Hank Williams. For 10 points, which Florida city was named for a Russian metropolis?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Tallahassee.
Incorrect.
Jake from Lakeshore.
St. Petersburg?
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points,
yeah, really.
How many degrees are there in the angle formed by two adjacent sides of a regular nonagon? How many degrees are there in the angle formed by two adjacent sides of a regular nonagon?
And we're under a minute. Jake from Lakeshore?
18.
Incorrect.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
32.
140 degrees. For 10 points, is the thickest part of the skin found on the palms, fingers, chin, or eyelids?
Lily from Berrien Springs.
Palms.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, a drummer's hi-hat consists of two of these instruments.
Callie from Berrien Springs.
Cymbals.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, the mythical chimera was composed of three animals. Name any two of them.
Jake from Lakeshore.
A lion and a scorpion.
Incorrect.
Joshua from Berrien Springs.
A lion and a snake.
That is correct. The lion, goat, and serpent. So that was 15 points to Springfield. For 15 points.
This is your last question?
Last question. For 15 points, Lyndon Johnson convinced Arthur Goldberg to give up his Supreme Court seat for what job?
Lindsay from Lakeshore.
President of the United States.
Incorrect.
Callie from Berrien Springs.
Vice President.
Incorrect. Ambassador to the United Nations.
Oh, all right, Bill.
Would you give up? Sorry, I have no idea.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and to thank our sponsors. The winner by a score of 235-155 is the team from Berrien Springs. Congratulations, Berrien Springs. Thank you all for joining us at WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, and achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM next week at the same time as St. Joseph and New Buffalo. Go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.